This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes. Today, I'm in the studio with...
Arvindya Braj.
And Christine Wong.
We will be with you all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. We will be talking about how has the MCO affected your business, your job, of course, the movement control order. That's a question that we're asking you for today. How is your job affected by the movement control order? Do let us know. 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram, at BFM Radio. Story number two will all be about something a little bit different. Mm-hmm. Google Malaysia's Year in Search Insights for Brands 2020, and then wrapping up with debunking some COVID-19 social media chain messages. We know you're all getting them. We want to try and debunk some of them. Now, of course, a movement control order will be imposed from midnight tonight until the end of the month to contain the COVID-19 outbreak. The Prime Minister announced the measure after chairing the National Security Council last night. Here's a quote. The government has decided to enact the measure starting March 18th until March 31st throughout the whole country. This order is being issued under Prevention and Control of Infectious Diseases Act 1988 and the Police Act 1967. This was during the broadcast last night. That was at 10 p.m. The measure will restrict the movement and congregation at religious, sport, social and cultural events. Whilst public and business premises will be closed, the Prime Minister announced that supermarkets, sundry shops and other shops will sell daily essentials and they'll remain open. Overseas travels for Malaysians will be restricted, whilst those returning to the country must undergo health checks and voluntary quarantine. Educational centres and schools, including higher learning institutions, will also be closed during this period. And the Prime Minister assured the public that essential services will continue. These include health services, utilities such as fuel and electricity, along with the fire and rescue departments, police and those involved in the food supply chain. He also said that he will chair daily NSC meetings and periodic updates will be announced to the public, urging Malaysians to be patient during these trying times and to comply with the restrictions, assuring the public that enough food and essentials are available, including face masks. Now, we've been talking about panic buying. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things that we've been discussing, and it's something you should be avoiding at all costs. He also said that these items are going to be monitored, and people might feel as though even seeing these empty shelves, you know, you might be panicking about that. Don't panic. There's enough for everybody. Yep. If we don't hoard. What we want to know, though, is how it's going to affect your job. Are you a government worker? You know, are you something like that? Are you being told to stay at home at all? Let us know. Is your business going to be affected? 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we are at BFM Radio.
I think, you know, since the announcement is made yesterday, obviously there are a lot of questions, a lot of people who want a lot of information. We've been trying to get a lot of information since this morning. The morning run is trying to get to sort of relay as much as they could get. A lot of other media outlets, news outlets, they've been doing their part. And I think in the long run, it's just important to keep in mind that this is for the good of everyone. It is unprecedented. It's something that we've never done before, but you know, always remember that it's for long term benefit and not to freak out at the moment. That's the most important thing.
Yeah, generally speaking, you know, I think a lot of the grocery stores and stuff that will be open. I know that Maidin and Jaya Grocer are actually doing what we talked about yesterday, mm-hmm. which is great.
Yeah,
creating the senior citizen shopping hours for them. I think for Jaya Grocer is 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. 9:30 a.m. Sorry, to 10 a.m.
They're proactive,
something like that, which is really good. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think that people are slowly starting to realize with the Prime Minister's announcement yesterday that this is a big deal, but, you know, don't panic about it. It's okay. Yeah. Calm down. Just stay at home, wash your hands.
Just be smart about it. You know, of course, we've been speaking about social distancing and how that's a good thing. A couple of suggestions, you know, stay at home as much as possible, even if you're not sick. Avoid crowded places and large gatherings. Keep a distance of at least a meter between you and others where possible. Mm-hmm. Practice good hygiene, of course. Wash your hands to protect yourself and others. Where possible, you use food and grocery delivery services to minimize exposure to the virus. And if you are out and about, be mindful of things like table surfaces, menus, condiment dispensers when you're picking up your takeaway food. Self-quarantine for 14 days at home if you have any of the symptoms, or if you've traveled to the countries that are listed in the group of high-risk destinations. And if there is a need to meet in a group, limit that participation to a small party and keep children and the elderly away. Now, of course, we wanted to speak to some people who might be affected directly by this. And we spoke to Fong Wai Hong from StoreHub. The question we asked was, how has COVID-19 impacted small businesses so far? And how is this movement control order expected to impact them now? How will this impact the micro SMEs too? Things like hawker stalls and all that kind of stuff. This is what he had to say.
We're already seeing a 10 to 20% drop across the board for all our 14,000 merchants in the region, in particular Malaysia, Philippines, and Thailand. So the movement control order is going to be really severe, obviously, since businesses will not be able to host customers at all in premises. So the majority of them are expecting to even just do zero sales in this time. That's going to be a massive impact to the ecosystem. We estimate, you know, on average, merchants get around 20,000 ringgit of sales over these 2 weeks. And if you multiply that by the estimated 300,000 retailers and restaurants out here in Malaysia, that's, conservatively speaking, at least a 6 billion ringgit hit to the bottom line revenue for merchants. That's cash that is otherwise going to be used to pay wages, rent, etc. And the reality that this 6 billion ringgit number, it could be even higher than that. So we're just taking conservative numbers here.
What about retail sector or merchants in malls and that kind of thing? How will a two-week blackout in sales impact their bottom line?
So merchants in malls will be worse hit, since we expect almost zero traffic in malls. I don't think that the two-week blackout in sales will change very much of this. It will just be pretty much zero. So those guys are going to really, really suffer.
What are you guys doing to help or educate your partners? And what measures have you put in place to safeguard your employees too?
So we've jump-started a Save Our Stores plan and campaign to enable e-commerce and food delivery for all our merchants. Basically, if you're a StoreHub merchant, your customers can now directly order from you and a logistics partner, and we're working with GoGet, Zepto, Lalamove, will handle the actual delivery, or your customers can come and pick up the order themselves from the store. So it's super important that we help our local businesses figure out how to get some cash flow in this time, because most of them don't even have much cash reserves, right? It's a 6 billion ringgit strain on businesses. So it's e-commerce and food delivery. Those were the big things that we are enabling pretty much right now. Today, the whole team is scrambling to actually help make that a reality. As for employees, we've activated our business continuity plan. Everyone is going to be working from home. So the good thing is that all our employees have a MacBook. All our work platforms are in the cloud. So there's no real issue there. Even our call centers are cloud-based. So our team has been rallied around supporting restaurants and retailers, both existing and new, to sail through this storm. And it's going to take every one of us to get there. So that's what we focus on, making sure that all our customers are well supported.
What can businesses do about their existing inventory? Like, will there be a write-off?
Well, the answer is pretty much, unless you can do food delivery or e-commerce, the reality is that whatever existing inventory you have, whatever that cannot last will be written off. But I think there's opportunities here in food delivery and e-commerce.
How best can businesses move forward now when it's business unusual?
Think outside the box, figure out how do we get in touch with your regular customers, potentially utilize a platform like StoreHub to enable your regular customers to still order from you and get food product delivered or picked up. It's going to be tough times in this couple of weeks, but I believe everyone, including us, right, our consumers, we are going to be very willing to help each other out. We're going to be very willing to support our local businesses. We don't want our local businesses to suffer and die, right? So I am very confident that if businesses can get in touch with their regulars, their customers, and say, hey, look, we need you to support us, especially in this difficult time, I think it's an opportunity here. How are we going to do that? We really need to think outside the box. We need to figure out what's the best way to do that. So I think that's basically what we need to do.
That was Fong Wai Hong from StoreHub filling us in with some details there. Of course, we've got more stuff coming up a little bit later on. We'll be discussing this. We've also got another clip a little bit later on from Amarjit Singh from EY ASEAN and the Malaysian tax leader. That's coming up in just a few minutes. If you have any questions, any statements, and just letting us know how is your job affected by the movement control order, do let us know. 018-789-8899 on Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. We'll be right back after Big Nothing with Calm Me Down here on BFM 89.9.
Burden-free Malaysia. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvind Viraj
and Christine Wong.
We're talking about whether or not your job is affected by the movement control order. Do let us know. 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio. This comes into effect as of midnight tonight, of course. We've asked for some feedback. Chris, what have you got over on Instagram?
Well, on Instagram, we've got Sin Lin L, who says, working in media industry since, as mentioned, Kachwali Panyaran. So here I am in the office, lol. I can relate. And Gwen O says, any moment working from home, but worried about retrenchment. Oof.
Oh, that's not so happy, is it? Right, I've got a question here over on WhatsApp as well for a number ending 5039. And if you can help clear this up, this would be very useful. They're asking, not sure if we can operate our business. Is pet food essential? So they've been trying to get through to the government hotline. They're having trouble doing that. If anybody knows the answer to that question, please do let us know. Now, of course, we got some more clips. We managed to speak to Amarjit Singh from EY ASEAN and the Malaysian tax leader this morning. The question we asked was, what does the movement control order mean for the majority of SMEs in Malaysia and who'll be impacted the most?
So as we all know, all businesses, SME or not, would be affected by this global pandemic. Specifically, following the PM's announcement yesterday, business premises would be closed effective tomorrow, except for supermarkets, public markets, convenience stores selling everyday necessities. Private premises will also be closed except those in providing essential services such as utilities, health and pharmacies. So the most direct impact would be on those SMEs which do not fall within those categories and would need to sustain a shutdown up to 31st March 2020.
How do these businesses ensure that they can sustain with the loss of income during these 2 weeks? Is there any form of cushion provided to ease this loss?
The biggest issue really is cash flow management. There were some measures announced in this regard, such as the COVID-19 relief facility and other measures that were announced in the stimulus package previously. From a business perspective, I think it is important to recognize that the COVID-19 issue is now requiring businesses to have the ability to operate remotely. It means for SMEs especially, it is important that the government provides some kind of a support to enable them to operate remotely. So basic things such as maybe cash grants to help them acquire laptops, some kind of a discount on internet charges, I think would be most welcome. The ability to allow them to continue their businesses remotely, I think would be a big thing for them.
And for some of these businesses that pay their staff on an hourly basis, so personal trainers at gyms, baristas at cafes and retail assistants, etc., how would they be impacted and what are the assurances for the employees if none or if you're uncertain, then what would be the best practice for the employers to look after their employees during this period?
This is a very difficult question, I think, faced by businesses everywhere. On one hand, businesses need to survive and sustain themselves in this period of uncertainty. And at the same time, the livelihood of employees of these businesses need to be taken care of. So rather than a potential total shutdown of business and total shutdown of employees, I think parties need to engage and work out some kind of a compromise that can tide both the businesses and their employees over. The PM also announced a monthly financial aid of 600 ringgit for up to 6 months, applicable to those given no pay leave from March 1st, or contributors to the employee insurance scheme with monthly pay of below 4,000. Perhaps the government can consider extending this aid coverage to include the casual workers group as well.
That was Amarjit Singh from EY ASEAN. Of course, you are tuned into Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM. We're talking about how is your job affected by the movement control order. Let us know, 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we are at BFM Radio. Our business, of course, is affected, but we're still on air. Mm-hmm. But it's, again, as we've mentioned a couple of times, we've kind of split our shift. So there's a bunch of people at home talking to us from wherever they are. They are working remotely and we're here in the studio and we'll be swapping. We have questions coming in all the time. We've got a question here from number 5118 over on WhatsApp, is whether coffee shops and nasi kandar are allowed to operate? I'm assuming not. I'm assuming that these places, if they deliver, you'll be able to get stuff from. If you can order out from them, yes, but you will not be able to dine in any of these outlets for the next 2 weeks of, at the very least.
Yeah, it's also interesting that, you know, something like this in today's like day and age works differently than it would have maybe 15 years ago. That's why we're asking about, you know, the nature of your job, because you can still work from home, you know, companies can still operate, can still function. As opposed to if this happened maybe 20 years ago, then it's a blanket, you cannot work. You just have to stay at home because there's no way to actually do your job.
Yeah, I mean, I guess looking at it optimistically, this is actually sort of an opportunity for some businesses, not all, because not applicable to all, but to get a little bit more creative with the ways that you can make your revenue as well, right? A lot of food and beverage outlets, for example, have now switched to delivery exclusively as well, or have, you know, released like discounts for delivery and things like that. So, you know, it's a way to sort of like think outside the box for a short period of time.
Mm. Okay, we're going to take a short break. Elmore James up next with Blues Before Sunrise, followed by In Excess with Don't Change. You're tuned into Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.